It looks as though Terry and his friends may take a few prisoners today, but they'd better watch their step. They have the help of Cheery Blaze, who has brought Sing Sing and other Dragon Lady men to the cave hideout. And in today's transcribed adventure, we'll see what happens. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Pineapple Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Have you ever picked and eaten a peach that's ripened to perfection right on the tree? If so, you know how wonderfully good it was. How much better than one that was picked before it was entirely ripe. Well, it's the same way with pineapple. Plant ripening makes all the difference. And that's why Libby's Pineapple Juice is so gloriously good. To reach their full flavor of perfection, pineapples must ripen on the plant. And it's just when they reach the peak that Libby cuts them and hurries them to the canning factory. And then the juice is expertly pressed at its fullest fragrance and flavor. And is it delish? You just can't improve on natural pineapple juice from field-ripened Hawaiian fruit. Libby's, you know, is Hawaiian pineapple juice. Transported across 2,400 miles of ocean and on to you for your extra enjoyment. I'm sure your mother would be glad to get some Libby's pineapple juice. It's so refreshing, so delicious, and so very easy to fix. And furthermore, Libby's pineapple juice supplies important vitamins. Yes, this grand and glorious juice gives you vitamin C and also vitamin B1. So ask her to start you off on the right foot tomorrow with a big, cool glass of Libby's pineapple juice from Hawaii. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, everybody thinks Terry, Pat Ryan, and Captain Blaze are dead. So when a group of bandits, led by the giant Sing Sing, arrived at the cave, our friends were in a spot. But they decided to capture these Dragon Lady men. And so Terry hid in the cave and was able to talk to the startled Cheery Blaze, who had accompanied the bandits. She took the bullets out of their rifles and then followed instructions whispered to her by Terry to get the leader and his men out on the ledge where they could be captured. You see, Pat Ryan and Captain Blaze and Connie are behind some rocks not far from the ledge, and they're armed. So let's join them, as Blaze says.
Let me take a look through that thingamabob, Patrick.
There's nothing to see yet, Blaze, and this is a Terry scope. How many times do I have to tell you?
Can you see over the high rock? Can you see the ledge and the hole leading down into the cave and the...
Yeah, I can see all that.
Then hand me the gadget.
What?
This is no time to be particular about names. Hand me that so I can get the lay of the land.
Yeah, here you are.
Now then, what do I do to see through this thing?
You look through one end.
Oh.
There's a mirror at that end, and it reflects the view of another mirror at the other end of the periscope.
Oh, I get it. You don't have to tell me. Thunderation. This is all right, so it is. I'm looking over the rock, and I can see the ledge, and I
hope everything's going according to plan.
What's it?
I mean, I hope Terry was able to talk to Cheery without being seen. Then if both of them can take the bullets out of those guns, and if Cheery can get Sing Sing and his men to come out there on the ledge, well, maybe we can nab the bunch.
If we don't, I'm going to plug a couple of them just for luck.
I'm counting on a surprise party, Cap.
How do you mean?
Well, Sing Sing and the others must think we're dead.
Oh, yes.
So if we suddenly appear before them, that ought to be good for a few tricks.
A couple of ghosts, eh? Well, I'm a pretty hardy ghost, so I am. Quiet, Patrick. There's my daughter. There's Cheery. I can see them through this thing. She's just climbed out on the ledge.
Where's Sinky?
There he comes. He's right behind her. He's carrying our rifle. Blast the luck.
Anybody else with him?
No, here. You take a look through this high looker.
Uh-huh. Oh. I wonder if Cheery was able to take the bullets out of their rifles. Blaze, you stay here.
Yes.
I'm going to get a little closer. Maybe I can hear what they're saying. I'll take this periscope along and stay out of sight. You do the same.
Okay.
You and Connie.
I do it.
Why should they see wonderful view of the country?
Sink into quick.
What?
Stand away from him, Cherry.
Oh.
Come on back here behind these rocks.
I think
he's going to get a bad case of lead poisoning and make one funny move.
And look, if you are a ghost, you are dead.
Not as dead as you'll be if you get funny.
You have been killed. I've seen it with my own eyes. Go away, please.
Look, Sinky, I'm alive and so is this revolver.
You are crazy ghost.
Well, take a look at me. Do I look like a fool?
Captain Blatter, this is a thief!
Keep your hands away from that rifle, Sinky.
Oh, it isn't loaded, Mr. Ryan. None of the rifles are loaded. Hello, Power. Glad you're alive.
Howdy, Cherry. I'm kind of glad to be alive, too.
Now, Sing Sing.
Yeah.
Pay attention to what I say. You call your man out here on the ledge.
I will not do anything. I'm not going to do
it. I say, Patrick, let me blow the daylights out of that bald-headed seven-foot giant.
No. Wait, I have to think it over. Okay, I thought it all. I'll call my men.
We'll make it snappy then.
Okay, don't be with it. Hurry, everybody back there. Hurry up, you men. Come on out here.
I hope this works out okay, Cap.
Come on. We can't
have any slip up now, Patrick. Of course, we still got Terry and the Chinese lad Connie to fall back on.
Terry is hiding inside the cave. He may not be able to do so much good. And Connie is back there among the rocks. I'm not so sure of him.
Well, Chitty is on our side. We can count on her.
The big job will be to tie all these lads up and keep them here.
Yes.
I'm going to let Connie stand guard over them.
There's a room in the cave where they can be held. And one man can guard the entrance.
All right. We'll go into that later. Ah, here come our playmates. Come on, let's get busy. Now listen. Listen, you men. I don't know whether you can understand me or not, but you're prisoners. Understand? Prisoners.
Be quiet, you men. It's just bad luck, that's all. These men are not dead. It's all a bad mistake.
You said it, Stinky. Now then, Blaze,
yes.
Just search these babies. Line up. Line up against the wall. Unless you get snappy. Line up, you too, Stinky.
Don't tell them please.
Come on. Okay, Blaze.
With pleasure, Patrick.
Oh, Mr. Ryan. I'm so glad you and Terry and Father are alive again.
And the pleasure's all ours, Jerry. Now tell me, what happened back there at Captain Blaze's place, the Dragon Lady and all?
Oh, I don't know. I've been locked in with April. I don't know what's been going on.
Well, how did you happen to come to this hideout with Sinky and the men?
Well, you see, the Dragon Lady forced me to show them the way. She found a map or something, I don't know, showing where this place was. She tricked me into admitting that I knew all about it. Well, it was just come here or die.
She's a cold gal, that Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
We've got to find a way to get back there and get the upper hand again. Well, Captain, what luck?
I got a few knives and such like, and they're all going over the ledge like this. Hey, it's a good 150-foot drop straight down from here. And it's all nice hard rock below. How about Martin Sinky and his hooligans over the edge of the... No, I couldn't. But I could think about it, my child. Well, Patrick, what's next on the program?
Well, here's what I figure ought to be the next best thing. Cherry,
yeah?
You go and call Terry. Let's hold a council of war.
All right, I'll go again.
Oh, Connie. Yeah, come on out from behind the rocks now. Now, here's what we better do, Captain.
Yes.
We'll leave Connie here while we disguise ourselves in the clothes of the...
Doggone it, Patrick. I don't mind dressing up in these smelly outfits, but I sure hated to clip me whiskers off. I feel like I was undressed.
So well, I do. Barefaced at last, I enjoy the sight.
It ain't a laughing matter. I don't look as wild without them red whiskers.
You'd be a marked man if you'd kept those bright red locks, Blaze.
Eh?
You're not so well disguised as it is. Are Cherry and Terry okay back there? Oh, yeah, I can see them. They're all right. Yeah, the sun's going down. Our timing is just about right. It'll be dark when we get near your place, eh?
Yes, I figured it that way. But I'm kind of worried about leaving them men prisoners back at the cave.
Don't worry about Connie. You guard them well. Besides, they're locked in a dark room with only one door.
By the way, I'm thinking we're going to have need for that Terry thing.
Terry Scope. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well,
We're going to be needing it, so we are. One thing is certain. If one of us is caught, the jig is up. So we got to keep out of sight. We got to know just what the next step will be. And that Terry, you know.
Well, I got it with me. We'll use it when the time comes.
If the Dragon Lady has set up a guard around the place, it's going to be difficult to get inside that wire fence.
Well, I'm depending on you to know more about the layout than anybody else, Captain.
I've been thinking, Patrick.
That's good.
And if you'd like to get in the place without using the tunnel or climbing a wire fence, then I think I can help you.
Now, what crazy idea is running wild in your head?
Well, sir, take a look over that way. See that rocky wall?
Yeah.
It's all purple now, with the setting sun behind it.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, there was a time when I would have been able to do the stuff, but not now.
What stunt? What are you talking about, Blake?
A bit of an acrobat you'll have to be, Patrick, so you will. From high up on that rocky wall, you can overlook me digging. Look down on the roof of me headquarters. See what I mean?
Uh-huh.
In the still of the night, you can slide down by a rope and land on the roof. You'll never be seen in the dark.
Say, that's an idea.
But it's risky. I'll show you how to get up there above the building. And I'll see that we get a long rope. But you and Terry and Siri will have to slither down the rope without me. I'm too heavy for such work, so I am.
Well, the idea listens well to me, Captain. I think we'll try it. Terry, Siri, right up here a moment. We found a way to pay a surprise visit to the Dragon Lady. Yes, but to slide down the rocky face of a mountain wall is dangerous. Very dangerous. You've seen pictures of mountain climbers almost like human flies. Well, that's what Pat and Terry and Siri Blaze will have to be if they descend by a rope to the roof of the Blaze headquarters. I'll tell you more about tomorrow's adventure in just a moment. I'll bet that lots of you listeners have asked Mother for things you wanted and never got them. Well, your mother undoubtedly had good reason. But if you want something particularly delicious to drink, I'm referring to Libby's Pineapple Juice, you ought to get it easy. You see, your mother wants you to have foods and beverages that give you vitamins. So tell her that Libby's Pineapple Juice supplies two important vitamins, B1 and C. And you might mention, too, that you'd like some Libby's Tomato Juice. It's another swell-tasting drink, and it's rich in vitamin A and vitamin C. Well, for a person to place all their faith in a rope, well, that's risky business. But Terry and his companions are willing to risk a great deal to rescue April Kane or to make a prisoner of the Dragon Lady. And so in tomorrow's transcribed adventure, we'll watch with nervous eyes and ears as the perilous descent is made into enemy territory. So be sure and listen in.